Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
RadioNetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Fleetwood Mac bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Rob Jollis is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. How to change minds, how to run seminars and workshops, customer-centered selling, mental agility, how to the way of the road warrior. There's the hardback of customer-centered selling. Folks, this is an amazing body of work in helping you learn how to sell and stay close to your customers. And Rob has done that. You'll find more about that at Jollis, JOLLES.com. And the blarticle is there too, right, Rob?
Oh, I love when people sign up for that blarticle. Once every 2 weeks, that's all I'll do. But I'm 8 years. I haven't missed a Friday yet, so we keep going. So, and this Friday, I'll be writing about Jerry Lewis.
Which is what we're talking about, folks. We've taken our visit this time to celebrate an entrepreneur. In his own right, a business, you know, a lot of people don't think about somebody like Jerry Lewis being a small business owner, being an entrepreneur, but they're, you know, those guys eat what they kill just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And so I consider him to be a small business owner. As you know, we lost him recently, and we in the previous segments, Rob and I have been talking about some of the things we could remember him for that he did, that he accomplished. Along with his once sidekick, Dean Martin. So when I think about Jerry Lewis, the thing that I think about, Rob, is when you're a small business owner, your business has always got its hand out for money. And it'll take all the money you give. It'll take all your money if you'll let it have it if you don't hold back a little bit. And so in those early days, when you're thinking about other people, it's easy to say, well, I can't really donate to other people. I need to donate to myself. I need to get my business going. But I met someone once upon a time, and I think Jerry Lewis would probably be like this. And he said, you know, he said, I never associated whether I was going to bless somebody else's life with whether my company needed it or not. If I had an opportunity to do that, he said, we did that, and he said that became a part of our corporate culture. Whether we were having a good year or a bad year, we still looked out for other people that were less fortunate than us. And I always kind of felt that way about Lewis. Even when his star was dimmed, he still kept giving back, didn't he?
He sure did. You know, my dad told me one time, he said, Rob, you know, when you want to give, you don't give with your checkbook, you give with your time. And this is a man who dedicated his time and his life to a cause, and I don't think there'll ever be a greater philanthropist than Jerry Lewis. He also, I think, you know, for all of us who look at retirement as business owners, I did see Jerry Lewis perform twice in the 90s. I saw him in Damn Yankees, but I saw him a year and a half ago. He was a week shy of turning 90, He walked right out there on that stage. He pointed at a chair and he said, I'm turning 90 in a week. Do you mind if I sit down? And he sat down and he had a big screen behind him. And we watched some of his pieces of his movies that were narrated by Jerry Lewis.
Wow.
And he would sneak in a joke, a little Catskill kind of joke every now and then. And I got to tell you,
I'm sorry I missed that.
I'm glad I saw him.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Look, he's one of a kind. And for you millennials listening, maybe you don't remember Jerry Lewis, but I'm sure you remember Jim Carrey. And Jim Carrey was tweeting yesterday and plenty about how there would be no Jim Carrey if there was no Jerry Lewis.
I can see that. Boy, that's a direct connection, isn't there?
It is. And the nice thing about Jim Carrey is he's not shy about it. Yeah. He'll tell you right off the bat. That's who I was looking at. That's who inspired me. That's what made me Jim Carrey. And so many other physical comedians. That's the beauty. I hope we get back to more physical comedy.
Red Skelton.
Well, yeah.
What a great Jonathan Winters.
Milton Berle. You know what? Just let's all watch It's a Mad, 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 Mad World tonight. You'll see every old comedian. And a trivia question to you. Is Jerry Lewis in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World? Do you know?
I don't think he is.
He is. He's got about a 5 second.
I don't remember him in that movie.
He runs over a Spencer Tracy's hat and gives one of these, as he does it.
I don't remember. I didn't remember that. That's funny.
Yeah, he's got 5 seconds.
Hey,
very
Rob,
cool.
Thanks for helping me do this memory of ours, a celebration of the life of Jerry Lewis. And he sure was a big part of my life for many years. And good job today. And come back soon. Give us that website one more time.
www.jolles.com.
And that's where the famous Blarticle lives, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to check that out. You'll thank me later. Rob Jolles, we'll be back another day. I'll be back, but after this hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.